can you build a legitimate, helpful, and ethical coaching program for streamers? Can you send someone who is struggling to grow their stream through a series of videos and exercises and actually have them come out the other side with the knowledge that they need to grow? And can they actually implement and get the viewership growth that they want? That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. You're going to meet one of my students from Stream Coach Academy. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Stream Coach podcast. It has been so long since we've had someone other than me on this show. So today we're actually going to bring on one of my students from Stream Coach Academy, who's going to talk about their experience in the program, which is wild. So you're going to hear a little bit about his journey throughout the program. You're going to hear some things that he's learned. This is also kind of a coaching session, so I give him a little bit more information on just ideas that I think would be useful for him, and I pump him up because he really needed that sense of being on the right path. And sometimes whenever you're a coach, you have to make sure that you are accommodating people with whatever their needs are. Those needs come in many different forms. Sometimes it is strategy, and we have conversations about how to launch a thing or how to get started or shift into another style of content. And sometimes it's more emotional support. So this one is a little bit of both. So you're going to get both worlds, and you're also going to get to hear a little bit about what his experience was like in the program. Okay, go ahead. So sorry.
You want me to start over?
Sure, if you want to.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I was just saying that, like, something that I've been monitoring since kind of the beginning of this is like where I am and where I would be at the end of this, because that was kind of an important metric for me. Mm-hmm. Because I tend to do a lot of personal development stuff in general. So like, but I'm also a person who I'm going to absorb something. I'm always reading some kind of self-help book or something, but then I just find the few things out of that are going to work for me. And I kind of move forward with that. And then one piece at a time. So for this, I did that. I was at about 3 to 5 viewers on average when I started this. And what I was saying before, the thing that like really cemented for me was the whole like leaning into the game design. And not only that, but it being really specific to students and people that are just interested in game development in general and have a lot of questions. And that's been a really big thing. What I've seen right away is people who were trying to support me early on but weren't very consistent because that's what they wanted and I wasn't giving it all the time, they're now much more engaged and they're much more vocal, which has been really good so far. And I'm averaging 15 viewers right now across my streams. So just in that, you know, six week time, I've significantly increased my viewership, which is awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's been going very well. The thing that we also kind of pinpointed that I have not done it all yet is YouTube. And the reason for me is like whenever I'm learning something new, I need a lot of ramp up time. Like I need to like try some little things here and there, you know, see what kind of works. I need good examples, but then I also like templates, and I haven't found good templates yet to where like, even if it's a, hey, here's kind of a format you should use, right? And we have some of that stuff in the program, and I need to dig in a little bit more. That was kind of where I got really busy and wasn't able to dig in fully yet. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to kind of like find the time to kind of commit to that, and I'm not finding it right now. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure if that's like, I'm not sure kind of how to handle that part yet, I guess.
Yeah. Would you say that that's something that you have the time, but you're focusing on so many things that it's hard for you to kind of see where that time is? Or do you think it's just your schedule is so packed at this point that you can't fit another thing?
I think it's mostly the latter currently, right? Like, because I'm doing this consulting work and my work is picked up. There's a lot of like, so if I can't find like 1 to 2 solid hours at a time to like really get into something, my brain just kind of jumps around a lot. So it's hard for me to kind of like, hey, I'm going to start learning YouTube stuff today. You know what I mean? Like, so it's a little overwhelming on that side of things as well, but also I'm just super busy.
Right. Yeah, and I think if you were to break it down smaller from 1 to 2 hours, if you think about like, oh, I need to sit down and study YouTube for 20 minutes, your brain starts to think, oh, well, I'm not doing it for that long, so it doesn't really matter as much. Versus if you had, the 1 or 2 hours to dedicate to it, and then that feels like a good solid chunk of time. So you're like, yes, now I need to be spending this time actually learning.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I totally get that. So do you want to talk about YouTube today and kind of how you would transition this brand and this content over there?
Maybe. I guess I'm not sure. So kind of where I'm at right now is I'm already seeing great growth. It's at least what I consider great growth just from what I've already absorbed from the program. So part of me wants to be like, you know what? Go back and start the content of the program over and just kind of go back through it, reinforce the things that I need reinforcing on, dig into the things that I only got to kind of surface level before, and just kind of like focus on like the things in there that I'm not doing yet, as far as like building the community more and, engaging with people better, those things that I feel like I do okay, but I want to get better and just kind of keep growing that side of things. But then but I also know the way I'm going to grow is through YouTube and through things like that. So that's where I'm kind of like, where do I kind of balance that time right now? Because I don't feel like I have enough time to kind of dig into both. Where would the most value come from? I think is what I'm struggling with.
Yeah, totally get that. So I know in the program I talk a lot about like diversification and making sure that you're active on as many platforms as possible. I think what I did a bad job of during the program was kind of giving people a roadmap to that goal, because that level of diversification is a goal, but it's not something that you can immediately start with, right? So I would not recommend anyone right now try to have their stream, also be building a YouTube channel, also have this consulting going on, and try to keep up on social media and try to be improving their stream at the same time. Because what ends up happening, of course, is that you're just like, you have so many things that your focus is being split into. And so you're not able to give individual focus to each thing. And so it ends up you doing worse work on a lot of different things versus really great work on a select few things. So if it were me, I would probably say that what you need to focus on right now is getting your stream to a point that you're completely confident in it before you really introduce another new content style, because there's no reason to give yourself the growth injection that you think YouTube is going to give you if your stream isn't great before you do that, right? Because what you're going to do is you're basically kind of, I don't know, I guess a good example would be like you're kind of polishing a turd for people in a way.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Not to say that like your stream is great. I love it. I like this concept is amazing and super unique, and it's going to make you stand out a lot. It's just you want to make sure that before you bring attention to something, that there's a ton of value and focus behind it, versus just trying to get the attention just to have it, right? We want to make sure that it's valuable before we start telling people about it.
That makes a lot of sense. That, yeah, because like when I want someone's first experience, like if they do see a YouTube and jump over, or see a tweet and jump over, that they see something that is valuable to them, and that makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. Yeah, because I think you have this focus right now. You know what? Let me pull up your stream.
I did also introduce a new thing a couple of weeks ago that I'd always thought about doing that I think went over really well.
Yeah,
And
what was that?
so, well, Wednesday nights is my game dev Wednesdays. So that's when I generally play through things I've worked on and talk about it. And people get a lot of value of that. But what I did a couple of times over the last 2 weeks is I'm bringing in friends of mine in the industry and playing through their stuff and letting them talk with me about it. So we
That
did a. Yeah, it's cool. Like we did
that's
Doom Eternal
amazing.
2 weeks ago, and then we did Days Gone yesterday. And I've got a lot of connections in the industry, so I'm like, why not bring them on and talk with their stuff? So It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually, that's huge. Because what you're doing is you're giving people access, which I don't think was really covered quite enough, but that's such a huge value add for people. Whenever they consume content that they see, gives them some level of access to conversations or people that they wouldn't have had otherwise. And so what you're doing is you're essentially pulling the curtain back on this entire side of the industry that we haven't really been able to see unless we are already involved in the industry or we've gone to, like, you went to Full Sail. Right. And exposing those of us to this side of it is, oh man, it's amazing because you're going to help people make so many decisions, not just about like what job they should go into, but also what games should they get. You're going to help devs promote their stuff. Like, it's a win-win-win for everyone.
Yeah, I'm I like it.
Yeah, I'm that's digging very
I'm glad
smart.
That it sounds good, right? Because I feel like the thing that I totally agree with you on is I've looked and I can't find anybody doing the kind of thing that I'm doing.
No.
And like I think there's a real opportunity there. And I think it's also the kind of uniqueness that would get me considered for a partner faster than, you know, maybe just, you know, the traditional streamer. So there's some excitement there for me.
Yeah, it absolutely would. I definitely see this as something, and I can't speak for Twitch, but I mean, they partner people all the time with lower numbers than the 75 average because they are doing something unique or they're located in a very unique space physically. Like they live in just a country that they're trying to promote. So,
gotcha.
So my question for you then is how are you kind of promoting these conversations, these people that you're bringing on?
Mm. So, a couple of ways. One, I have my own Discord.
Uh-huh.
And it's got about, let me look. About, I don't know, 100 people in it now, I guess, somewhere mm-hmm. in that neighborhood. Yeah, maybe a little more. But so that's one, you know, one place we have a kind of a conversation going on there throughout the week about just game design in general and stuff, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But then additionally, so I really try to leverage my Full Sail connections. So I do a lot with, you know, the Full Sail. One, I have a lot of instructors that promote my stream for me and, you know, tell the students about it because it's mm-hmm. something they think they'd be interested in. But then also using social media in general and tagging them in my, you know, in my stuff. And then using like the Facebook groups and stuff that are for Full Sail alumni or Full Sail students and those kind of things to try and help promote it because I'm known there. So mm-hmm. it's something that's helping a lot. Honestly, I'm surprised I don't get more from those than I do. And I haven't figured out why that is yet.
Yeah. You mean more from the
I'm surprised more of those like students and alumni don't come, you know, hang out with us.
Yeah. It can be really difficult to convince people from like real life to try and come into a stream. Although what you're doing is so it's such a perfect way for them to get involved. Right. Because it's exactly what they're learning at school. It's your entire community in real life. Like there's no it makes sense for them to come over. But I mean, if they're not. It might just be that they're not entirely sure what they're going to get.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe.
Yeah. One thing that I'm not doing yet is properly promoting my own stream on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not like I do tell about it and that, it, you know, things are coming up and things like that. But I have not yet kind of figured out the way to like highlight my content in a tweet and things like that. And not that, you know, I know that our program has touched on that. It's just more of like, you know, me also finding the time to kind of dig into that a little bit more. And I feel like that's probably even a better use of my time to help people understand what my content is.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at your Twitter right now, which looks really good. Your bio section is great.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Everything's like design wise, your profile picture, everything looks really good. I think
it would be good. It's heavy on sports right now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's definitely heavy on the job stuff that you're doing. And then in terms of like your stream content, it's good. Like you don't want to overwhelm people with just we're live messages all the time. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe sharing like shots of your shots of your stream, or even if it's just like very great little educational, like golden nuggets of wisdom during your stream. Like if you have just a really great moment where you're like, listen, this is something very specific to game design that you need to know. Here you go. It's like 1 minute long or something. Typically, these are things that you'll see people will just like clip them for you during your stream. So you might even just look through your clips and see if there's anything that you can share that is like such a good little piece of wisdom for people, because those types of things are really, really shareable for Twitter. And then all you have to do is make sure that the text that goes with it is enticing enough to try and get people to actually click on the video and watch it. You'll probably need to add captions to them, just because a lot of people are so lazy, they don't actually click on videos anymore to listen to them. They rely a lot on captioning to be able to get the context of the video and what's going on. So there are like a few, you know, captioners that you can use to do that for you pretty easily if you want. But I think something like that would definitely help people see you as a little bit more of a content creator slash streamer versus just someone who works with Full Sail and is a game designer. I think right now you're definitely like the industry side of what you do is so strong within your public brand. I think the content creator side of what you do needs to be showcased a little bit more for people to see that this is something that is you, that it's available and that it's valuable for them.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
This is really good though. Yeah. Your stuff is, your stuff is great. I think like, the potential here is absolutely massive because of all the people that you could bring on for this. I mean, it's obscene, obscene. You could literally bring on so many industry people and not just showcase games, but I think help people learn more about the industry side of gaming in its entirety. Like, yeah, your focus is game devs, but you could also be highlighting, you know, people who work in community management or people who work in social media or any of those industry positions, because almost every streamer is that they feel like streaming is their route into working in the gaming industry. And it's such a huge part of this space that no one has ever talked about, that the potential here is so, like you said, it's really massive. So you being able to bring more industry people on, I mean, something that you might consider too, with Twitter being as important as it is for streamers, is looking at the industry people who have very active Twitter accounts, very active Twitter communities, like have that clout, if you want to use that word. And if you have, you know, relationships with any people like that, thinking of how you can bring them on and just talk to them about what they do industry side, because I think that a promotion of that person on the platform that they're performing really well on is obviously going to serve to help you get a little bit more attention to what you're doing too. And I definitely think, yeah, we need to be promoting these little collaborations that you're doing on Twitter. But there's going to be a different level of experience and level of engagement that different people have with the platform, right? So like you'll get some people on that are going to be great game devs that are going to be so freaking valuable for your community, but they don't have a ton of presence. And so that's not going to bring you a ton of growth on Twitter specifically, but it is going to create really, really, really good content for the people who already watch you. So that's really important because you need to have that content, right? That's the stuff that gives them the massive value add for the specific target audience that you have. But you still want to do you still want the marketing side to be really powerful too, which is why you want to focus on still getting those people who have the followership and the engagement to be part of what you're doing as well, because each one is really important, right? Like you have the value, but then you also have the attention, and whenever you can inject attention into something that's valuable, like what you're doing, that's whenever you're going to see this great growth that you're looking for.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is so good.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, my just so you know a little bit about me, my honest to God like goal here mm-hmm. is just to create a community of people that want to hang out with me and chat and stream. Like,
yeah,
I don't have financial aspirations from this other than like it'd be nice if I like broke even the time that I put into it, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. But ultimately, like just creating a kick-ass community that people want to be a part of is literally my goal. Like that's it.
That's awesome.
So when I see things like the monetization, all that kind of stuff, like it's interesting to me, like I'm open to those kind of things, but it's not like important to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that should affect how I do things at all, or you know what I mean? Or mm-hmm. if my approach should take a particular, you know, avenue because of that.
Yeah. So you're going to have a much easier time than someone who actually has to monetize what they're doing because they want to be a full-time content creator or use, you know, streaming to build a business or whatever. You're going to have a lot easier time because you're not going to have that divisive aspect of monetization to your brand. So you can do a ton of things for people for just absolute free. And you can prioritize the community growth and the audience development. And you can use these free things that you create for people, that you make for people, in order to grow your audience, get that ultimate goal of like having an awesome community of people who just want to hang out with you while you stream. And you'd be able to do things essentially that people who stream full time or create content full time can't do for free, which is a huge advantage. So you have a massive potential here to be able to, yes, help new game devs pull the curtain back on the industry. But I guarantee you there's some way that you can create something additional that goes deeper for these people. And you could probably just release it for complete free because you don't have to worry about the monetization side of it. So the thing here is you already have a job. Like you've already got your financial situation is mm-hmm. sorted. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do this. And I think that in itself gives you access to so much more. No one is ever going to question your motives. You might have people that come to you that are like, oh, you're just doing this because you want attention or you want to grow your stream. Like, well, yeah. Yes, right. Absolutely. Duh. That's what I'm here for. That's what I want to do. But you're not going to have those people that come to you that are like, oh, you're just out to make money. And in addition to, oh, you're just out to grow your stream. Blah. So, yeah, huge advantage for sure in terms of how it should change what you're doing. I don't know that I would really talk about it all that much about how like, I don't want to make money off of you. I don't really care about like, you know, sub counts or monetization. I think it's good for you to make sure that I think your brand just kind of abstains from that part of the conversation.
Okay.
Because it's just, it's not a part of what you do. And we don't want to burn any bridges with people who are full time and have to monetize like that. And we also don't want to, we don't necessarily want to set the expectation that stuff will just always be free in perpetuity forever. Cause we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
My mind could change too, right? Yeah. Like I could get to the point where I want to do it full time.
Yeah, maybe you fall so in love with streaming and maybe you think like at some point you want to create some kind of game developer program even, you know, like you might get to a place where you want to do that and you might not. And neither one is wrong or right. It's just a matter of you sticking with what you want to do and being unashamed in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
makes sense.
It's very cool. Also, you don't necessarily need sponsorships. You don't necessarily need to do all of the additional work for, let's say, like affiliate marketing or working with or like creating products or merchandise, like all this stuff, all these additional projects that people usually have to take on in order to monetize themselves, you don't really have to worry about. And so your focus can remain with the content and it doesn't have to be distracted once again by all of these other things that are going on. I do think at some point probably having some kind of merch would be good. And having like a worked out, you know what, just having some level of merch would probably be good, but it's more so for the community side. It's not for the monetization side. So you could almost even do that like at cost for people, or you could mark it up like, I don't know, 20% or something and just donate that to a charity. That's something that you definitely could do, is a lot of charity work.
That's true.
Okay. Which is a definitely a bit of extra work, but if you have all of if you have the focus to be able to do it, it can be really powerful, because putting that level of good out into the world, of course, like brings it back to you. But I think the main thing is that you have the space to be able to do it without confusing people.
That makes sense.
Yeah, when you have so many monetization things running around, it ends up getting so confusing for your audience, because they don't know where to kind of like inject their support, right? So if you've got like, you've got all of these different ways that they can subscribe to support the stream, but then you're also doing charity, and then you're also developing something over here, then it's just, it becomes so confusing for them that they end up not taking action at all. They get like decision fatigue, right?
Yeah.
But I think with you, you're able to have that level of focus that you couldn't have. Ugh, so good. This is awesome.
I'm glad you think so. I'm pretty happy with where it's going. And like I said, you know, it was hard to kind of zero in on it. And I always tell my fiance, she told me months before that this is what I should focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I was like, yeah, you were right. You know,
that's awesome. Yes.
No, it's good. But you know, the important thing here was, you know, one, affirmation means a lot to me. Right. Mm-hmm. So that was really, you know, the program kind of helped me really dig in and know that, you know, that where I needed to head with it and all that stuff is great.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know also that you have gotten flack from this, doing this program, and I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate it, like the program. Like I know there are haters out there, and I'm sorry you have to deal with them, but I super appreciate what you're doing and have gained a lot from it already.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's like, it's definitely been hard, but it's, you know, messages and meetings and stuff like this that keep me going, because the imposter syndrome has been real lately.
I deal with that as well. So
it's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah, it hasn't ever hit me this hard before. It's hit me so hard that I'm like talking about it publicly and going to, I don't know, I'm going to these like really weird links to try and make sure that people know my intentions and my motivations with everything. But like, I really do believe in this program, and I know it's not at the place right now where it can be this like massively just like huge thing that's super helpful and gives everyone the entire process of like how to grow the stream. But we're learning a lot just by running it, just by that first run. We're changing so much this second run. And I know that at some point, hopefully within the next few months, that it will be something that we're super happy with and gets everybody results and gets everyone to get the level of clarity that you have, because this, like, you are exactly what I wanted out of this. Like, exactly what I wanted. I love helping people that I truly believe in and that I really think are doing something different and valuable, because, yeah, like, it's great to play video games and share the love that you have for the thing with the world. But at the same time, just because a bunch of people have the same interest doesn't mean that there's, like, it doesn't mean that it's the same level of value versus someone who is trying to help people literally, like, change their lives, right? Mm-hmm. I think the relationship aspect of Twitch that a lot of people focus on so much is huge. Like, it's what the entire success of Twitch was built on, and it should never be taken for granted. But at the same time, you have this level of, like, unique content and positioning that it just is what excites me about the streaming industry right now. And I'm so excited. Awesome. Yeah, I'm so excited to see what you do.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, yeah, man. I love, like, the gaming side is so cool. But, like, how many, I'm a full-time variety streamer here on Twitch times. Have we heard that, you know?
Right. Yeah.
The people who are out there doing something different, who are, like, paving their own path and being the weirdos. Those are the people that really excite me in our
stream coaching groups. Like, there's a few that I'm like, all right, you're going to do something really fun, and I can't wait to see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely more of them than I realized. I think partially my content kind of attracts people like that because that was my path too. And yeah, I can't wait. To see what everyone is going to do and to see what you're going to do, because you're going to do something weird. It's going to be so great.
Oh, man, you know what people have really, really, like, latched onto in my stream, which I know I've told you this before, but the Jameson drinking Jameson thing.
Yeah.
Like, is a huge success. And, like, everybody now is like, what do we got to do to get you sponsored by Jameson? That is one of my goals right now. That is one sponsorship I do want.
Okay. That makes sense. I want them
sending me cases of liquor to drink on stream.
Yes.
but it's like a little funny kind of, you know, off to the side thing that people are really getting into. So
that's, I don't know, so cool. Do we have that on your Twitter at all? Let me see.
No, not that specifically.
Okay, just put a new bottle.
There was a time where I was tagged in a tweet about it, but I haven't, like, straight up messaged them or anything yet.
Also, you put your Jameson in a barrel?
Yeah, it's an aging barrel.
What? So I've never seen this.
It takes any alcohol you put in it, and it smooths it out a bit and adds a little, like, smoky flavor to it. It's really neat.
Wow.
So, like, when you have barrel-aged beers and things like that, that's what they're doing. And I'm doing the same thing, just on a smaller scale.
That is so cool.
It's fun.
What do you think it is about the Jameson drinking Jameson that works so well?
I honestly am not sure. I mean, so I think part of it is that, you know, everybody knows me by my name, right? And it's kind of a fun, like, you know, simile type thing. But also, I enjoy it, and most of my people know that I do like to drink, so I don't know. But the thing I think that people are really getting into, I don't know if I told you this, they use channel points to make me take shots.
So, oh, my gosh.
So the first three shots are 1,000 points, and then the fourth one goes up to 2,500, and the fifth one goes to 5,000. So usually it's three shots per stream, but sometimes they hit me pretty hard. It's a fun time.
That's awesome.
Which encourages them to hang out, you know, and help build the channel. So it's nice. It's fun.
That is so awesome. Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. What do you do? What do you also do during that time? So you're, like, taking shots. Are you just hanging out with people, or are you talking about game dev?
So basically what I do is I play the shot song. But everybody, yeah. I play a little clip from that to, like, let everybody know it's coming. And so that, like, and it usually ends up being kind of a little derail, but it's like a fun derail. So it's like, you know, hey, I'm going to take the next 20 seconds to kind of, like, you know, acknowledge this is happening, make a little flare out of it, do the thing, show you my face because I'm probably, you know, I'm taking a shot, you know, and then it kind of goes back. But then the conversation molds into who's got the next one, who's got enough points for number four. Like they kind of get into it at that point. And it starts becoming a side conversation as well.
That's awesome.
But no, I don't have anything in my Twitter. I don't talk about it specifically. It's more of just like, hey, if you know the stream, you know this is a thing type thing. Mm-hmm. But maybe yeah. I should talk about it a bit more.
Yeah, you want to treat your Twitter as if the people who follow you and just the entire platform basically has no idea what's going on in your stream.
Hmm. All right.
So I think if you approach it with that kind of a perspective, it will maybe encourage you to share some different stuff that's going to bring more of those pieces of your stream into your Twitter so that people can get a better idea of what's going on and be more likely to come through. Because I think a piece that's really easy to miss with Twitter is that just posting the going live stuff doesn't really give people a solid sense of what's going on, right? Like they don't see the relationships. They don't see the funny stuff that's happening. They don't see the Jameson drinking Jameson. They don't know that any of this is going on.
That's true.
And yeah. so sharing that with them and bringing it to them. And then eventually, hopefully creating some kind of version of the vibe of your stream, bringing that to your Twitter account might also be able to grow you there too. Because our goal here is, yeah, we want to get more Twitter followers and we want to get our stuff shared more and we want more of an active following on Twitter so that it pushes it to Twitch and they both support each other, right? So like Twitter being the freaking billboard that it is the perfect place for you to be able to build these examples for people of who you are and what you do. So it's your micro content, right? It's the water cooler. It's you maintaining the presence, but we really want to get them into the stream because that's where they get you and they get the value and they get the information. And we do that by giving them just a little taste of that stuff while they're on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would love to see Jameson drinking Jameson, but the Twitter version, right? Like, okay. What does that look like? Maybe it's, oh my gosh, maybe it's like a game dev question, like Q&A thread. And for every three questions you get, you do a shot.
Oh my gosh.
And so the answers get like goofier and goofier, like typos.
Oh man. I will say one time I did a sixth shot because somebody did something like, we usually stop at five, but there was something I was like, all right, we'll do a sixth one for that. And by the end of that stream, I could not have been making that much sense. I asked a buddy of mine, he goes, no, you were good. I was like, man, it did not feel like it. Like,
oh my God. That's hilarious. Ugh. Yeah. I love this. It's so good. Yeah. That like, I'm surprised that you can keep it together so well with five or six shots because
it's a battle sometimes,
yeah.
But it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I go on tangents. So I think I just like, will talk a bit more, even more, you know, which is probably even better in some ways.
Yeah.
It's definitely very real content. We'll say that.
Yeah. That's so good. People love that kind of stuff. Like the real authentic, like, just be who you are kind of content and be honest about it, I think is so, it's still so rare. We're starting to see it more and more on YouTube, but I feel like on Twitch, there's still this kind of expectation that you need to have you need to be authentic, but there are still a lot of streamers who are doing things that they're like hiding how they really feel and how they really just how they really feel. And it sucks to see because I think one of the coolest things of Twitch is that it is authentic, right? Like, it's live. There are mess ups that happen. There are technology problems. There are like you stumbling over your words or going quiet for a couple of minutes, or like there's a million different things that just happen naturally for human beings. And we don't get to see those in a produced YouTube video or on social media. And we get that during live content, which is why it's so awesome. But we also tend to have this kind of like almost manufactured personality or just, man, I guess just manufactured personality sometimes while we're streaming.
It's definitely a version you want people to see, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's not me.
Yeah, that's good. There's
definitely just try to be me.
Yeah, there's definitely a place for that. I think, like, obviously, as you grow and your stream gets more and more popular, you definitely have to be a lot more strict in the behaviors that you have on your stream and the things that you say and the things that you give attention to.
Right.
But it's a shame because I don't know if this is a personal thing or if this is just, you know, if there's any level of wisdom or knowledge in this for you. Hopefully there is, but I, as a viewer, am much more drawn to creators that are authentic, right? Like if they feel like they're super drunk, or if they feel like they did something really cool and they're like, I deserve a sub for that, I'm like, yeah, you do, here you go. Versus the like, oh, you guys don't have to do that, oh no, that's okay. That level of authenticity and honesty is so compelling because it's so difficult to do, because you know that you're going to get a little bit of maybe clap back because of that sometimes.
That makes sense. The thing for me is I did give my community the name The Dev Team.
And so I that love was something that
I struggle with a lot. So everybody's joining the dev team, right?
That is so cool.
And so what they get is when they follow, they become an intern. And when they, you know, start subs, they move their right way up the ranks from junior level designer up to when they do a year of subs, then they become a design director. So it's just kind of like that's easy for me to talk about, right? So I can be like, oh, hey, you just got promoted to senior designer. Like, that stuff is easy for me. I like that.
That is so cool and so perfect for your audience that you're trying to grow. Like, I actually hadn't followed you yet, but I just followed you and it said, Ashley Christ is our newest intern. And when it said, welcome to the dev team, I basically assumed this entirely new identity. I was like, yeah, I'm a dev. Nice. What's up? I think that's like a little level of magic that not a lot of people have whenever you join their community, right? Like, I'm part of this, and not just the name of the community, but the dev team. Like, I'm putting myself into the mindset of being in the position of being in a dev team in a gaming company making a game. Yeah. And that's like, even for me as someone who has never really considered that work as something that they would do, imagining myself in that position is so cool.
That's great.
Like, immediately compelling. Immediately.
That's awesome. Yeah. And what's really funny is and this is where I got a big help with this. I struggled for at least a year before this program trying to be like, what should I name my team? Right. Like, what should I give it a community name? Whatever. And like, for a long time, I was really focusing my stream around my dog, who like everybody loves, and he's still our stream mascot, but he's not like the focus of the stream. Mm-hmm. So I was even thinking about going down that route, and I'm so glad I never did, because like literally the first 2 weeks of our program, I was like, yep, I know exactly what I'm going to do now.
That's so awesome. Really good. That's so cool. Yeah. And now that the dog is like, he's still a part of it, but you have this thing that is more, I think it's more you, right? I think if you were like rescuing animals all the time and your job was, I don't know, maybe you like worked as a vet and you were basically living the life of someone who literally has made their entire life about animals,
Right.
It would make so much sense for you to focus a little bit more on your dog or talk about those types of experiences. But you created a brand that's authentic to you. That is something that not only you really enjoy, but it's also something that brings so much help to other people. And that's a huge component a lot of streamers miss out on, is there's a difference between the desires of a lot of people. So some of us, we focus a lot on impact, right? And some of us, we focus a lot on self-expression. A lot of streamers, we just want to stream, and we just want to have fun, and who cares what games we play? We're going to play whatever we want. If we get a community, cool. If we don't, cool. And this is why you have a lot of streamers right now who they've become successful, and they're like, I don't know, I just got lucky. I just did whatever I wanted and I grew. And that path is possible, is open whenever a platform isn't crazy saturated. But once it does get saturated, you have to focus a lot more on what the community is getting out of it. And so if you want to get to the place like you do, where you want to just have a community, hang out, have fun with people, the path to that now is based on impact. Mm-hmm. And eventually you can transition to being someone who's more about self-expression, and you just have your stream where you do whatever you want, etc. But in order to get to that point, you have to help other people get what they want, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, it's so good. I love this direction. Love this.
See, I need you to send me this recording, because every week or so I can just listen to it and get reminded that I'm doing well and that I can keep going.
Yeah, sure. I definitely can. Yeah, I mean, I if I saw you even just as a viewer, even as someone who's not, like, my goal isn't to become a game dev, I would follow you immediately. Like, instantly. I would follow you on Twitter for sure. Your bio is amazing. It sells me on it. Like, the content can be improved there for sure, I think. But
yeah,
once you do that, I mean, and you become a lot more shareable, your follow growth is going to be astronomical. And then if I saw you during the stream and I saw you talking about game dev and answering questions, doing Jameson with Jameson, assuming that I came in during a time where you were actually delivering this value for people, I would click follow immediately. Even as someone who doesn't care about game dev, because you're doing something that's so unique and so different.
That's great to hear.
You know what? You know what it would be? I would follow because I knew the game dev community, the industry community, is going to be around you.
Mm.
So I would know that if I wanted to learn something, like maybe something was going down industry side, or maybe like, oh, you know, it'd be really cool content for you too, would be talking about anything that's relevant to game development with the current state of the world. So like with this quarantine, something that I've been thinking is like, how is crunch changing?
Yeah.
How are people working and getting all of these games out? Or how is, like, because game consumption has gone up so much, how are developers and studios accommodating for that? Are they like working a lot harder than they normally are, which is really hard? Or like, what's happening in that side of everything, you know? I think that kind of information would be super interesting, and you would be the person that I would come to for all of that if I wanted to learn about that, because that ultimately is going to help me help people grow their streams better if I have that level of information about the industry side.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Ugh. So good. I'm just like your personal cheerleader during this call, I swear.
Hey, I love it.
I'm like, yeah, Jameson, go. Well,
you know, the truth is, though, had we had this conversation right before I started, you wouldn't have said any of this.
Mm.
Right? Like honestly, the time through the program helped focus me and, you know, put me in the right direction. So that was, you should applaud yourself quite a bit for that, I think.
Oh, thank you.
And like everybody was great. Like, you know, and especially, you know, working with James, Mike James, and then the, you know, even like Zini reaching out to do a call with me, you know, like it was just like the whole thing was really great. I just felt like I was getting good information from, and getting to meet some of the people at PAX was awesome too. So it's a cool new little community.
That's awesome. I like it a lot. Yay.
I'm really curious to see what you do next. And also really curious to see how you see, you know, us graduates fitting in with what you're doing and how we can help. So
that's so cool. Yeah, I'm going to be, man, getting new students in and seeing them kind of like talk to the older students and seeing what happens there is something that definitely really excites me too. Because I think there are going to be some people who are super thrilled by that. And maybe even like create some kind of name for themselves through just that, I guess that position that they have in the community.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are ways that we can facilitate those relationships a bit better too. That'll be something I'll have to kind of look into as time goes on, because this second run through, right, is going to be the first time that we have graduates with freshmen. So it'll definitely be really cool.
That'll be exciting. It'll be great.
Yeah. I'm so glad that we got to have this conversation.
Me too.
Seriously, thank you so much. I definitely like second guess myself with this program a lot, and having this level of just reassurance with everything, it keeps me going. So seriously, thank you.
Yeah, no, and like thank you. Like I feel like it's definitely a benefit for both of us. So that's great. That's awesome. Mm.
All right, that was Jameson Dural. You can find him at Jameson Dural, D-U-R-A-L-L, on Twitter or on Twitch. Please hit him up if you are interested in learning about game development, industry, the gaming industry, or drinking Jameson, apparently. And also, just to let you all know, we are going to be opening up applications for the second round of Stream Coach Academy. We're currently working on a bunch of changes and improving things from the first run. So the second run is going to be opening up here soon. Make sure you go to streamcoach.tv if you would like to give me your email so that I can let you know when that is open. We're gonna try and not publicly talk about this and not publicly launch it on my social media like we did last time. We're just gonna go through that email list. So if you are interested, make sure that you put your email in there if you haven't already. I love you all so much. Don't forget to subscribe to the show if you haven't already. Leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts so more people can find us. And I will see you all in the next episode. Bye!